Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
It's a discussion of the latest entertainment news and celebrity gossip that go beyond the headlines. Welcome to Daily Pop, the podcast edition.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to a Wednesday edition of Daily Pop. We've got a big hour of discussion ahead. Should Kendall Jenner and Harry Styles just get back together? Their chemistry from The Late Late Show was undeniable. We have got to talk about that. Plus, it's Khloe Kardashian shading Jordan Woods for taking a lie detector test. And Lizzo is Time's Entertainer of the Year. Will 2020 be even bigger for her? All that and so much more. So let's jump right in. So exes Kendall Jenner and Harry Styles come face to face on The Late Late Show with James Corden. Harry was the guest host, and they decided to play a round of spill your guts or fill your guts. Kendall was forced to rank her siblings' parenting, and Harry, well, you'll see.
Which songs on your last album were about me?
So I'd say track.
Look at it.
Oh yeah, that fixes everything. Just don't look at it. Rank your siblings, Kim, Kylie, Chloe, Courtney, and Rob, from best to worst parents.
I feel like I could answer it.
I feel like I could answer it.
Start by saying they actually are all amazing. But I'd say Rob is number one.
Okay.
And then Chloe, Kim, Kylie.
I could watch that video over and over and over again.
I watched the whole thing. Okay, well, before we start talking about Kendall and Harry, let's just talk about the rankings really quick.
What?
That's huge. I mean,
you're not focused on the cod sperm? What did he eat?
No, I'm focused on the fact that Kourtney Kardashian is about to burn Kendall's house down to the ground.
Exactly, because...
Really?
Well, yes!
Say the reason why.
Because
on this episode,
she just said that she puts being a mother before any other priorities of being on the show, and she doesn't want to share anymore, and blah, 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 blah. Basically, a mother comes first, and she always throws that in Kim and Kim. I cannot talk. She always throws that in Kim and Khloé's faces.
Face, right.
About how she puts being a mother before everything. And then she's got her little sister going on there saying she's...
But I also, the way that I saw Kendall sort of list them off was just like, it almost like feels like that's the order of how their names go. So she said it that way.
Like, I don't think.
I feel like she
orders
like,
don't go Khloé, Kim, Courtney.
Forget Rob. But like, I just, Kylie, I don't think she genuinely thinks that she's not an amazing parent.
She did say that a million times. She kept saying they're all amazing.
Right. I just think she probably likes Courtney's parenting skills maybe the least, or she can relate to them the least. That's fair.
By the way.
That's fair. Courtney raises her children how she wants to.
You know what? If somebody says, everyone at E, you guys got to rank the most fashionable people who work at E. And I say, oh my God, everybody is so fashionable, and I put you last.
Forget it.
How would you feel?
No, that's not even an acceptable scale. It's just like not.
Morgan, that is an exact accurate.
Thank you.
That was effed up of Kendall. I can't believe she did that to Courtney.
Oh my God. Yeah, it's like no matter how much you cushion it, which Kendall, by all means, did her absolute best.
She looked good.
All Courtney cares about is that she was last on that list, and she's going to be so pissed.
I don't think she's going to be pissed.
Hot asphalt. from the road before I would have answered that question.
Oh my gosh, I couldn't believe she said that. It's like you can't win with any kind of ranking question. Like someone's gonna be mad at you no matter what.
Which I was, but I think also maybe Rob should have been last, because like, but she clearly believes that Rob's like amazing to her.
She loves so Rob. That's, she's so close.
That's
to
when
him.
You call somebody and you say, "Yo, I did this last night on the Late Show, and I had to put Courtney before you because I didn't want her to get mad at me, so everybody don't be mad at me."
Right.
You know what I mean? Come on.
Do you really think Courtney's going to be upset?
Maybe she thinks, yes, Courtney's the least likely to make a big deal about it.
No, I also think the reason why probably is because Courtney is in a different place with her
kids. That's what I'm saying.
Like her kids are like at an age. No, I'm saying, but her kids are at an age where they kind of sort of do things and like she's kind of sort of trying to figure it out. Everyone else's kids are so young.
Yeah.
So spending time with them and playing with them in rooms is kind of sort of like how they parent. But she has a 13-year-old. That's a lot. It's just a 13-year-old boy. No one's had a 13-year-old boy in that family
is
but Chris.
I also feel like Kendall, I know she's just the aunt, but I feel like if she were a mom, she would be kind of strict with her kids. I could just get that impression. She just seems like kind of a stricter person. And I bet Kylie, like, spoils the hell out of her kids. I bet Courtney does, too. And maybe she just thinks they're, like, big spoilers.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good job, you guys.
Okay.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Okay.
It's just funny. I couldn't believe it, too. My jaw dropped. Okay, but back to Kendall and Harry. You guys remember they used to date. Maybe you remember this yacht photo I think we have to jog your memory. There it is. Seriously, I could feel the sexual chemistry between the two watching this.
It made me feel like there was hope in life. Like, I feel like I've been watching these two be a couple, not be a couple, and kind of always being a little bit more behind the scenes. And I truly feel like Harry is Kendall's one true love. I think she's happy right now without him, but I think that when she's around him, that's the guy. He's at the same party, she loses her mind. Like, I just think they have this. And I've obviously seen Kendall speak a million times. Harry, I'm not as familiar with, even though he's majorly famous as well. But, like, just see how, like, kind of witty and fun and clever and the way they both were smiling at each other. I was like, what is happening? Where is that person for me? Like, it's the best when you can feel that.
Yeah.
I agree with you. The only thing I don't agree with is I don't think she is completely happy that they're not together. I think for him, he's holding off because he does not want to ruin this because they are each other's loves. But I think when you're young and you're touring and you're running around, you don't have time for a relationship. You also have the time to put into it. So for him, he's probably like, listen, I'm not going to ruin this for us yet. We're going to get this going whenever I have the moment.
He's putting her on the back burner because he's kind of a playboy, I think.
I don't think he's a playboy. I think he's really artistic. I think he's focusing on his career because we don't see him or hear about him with other girls, really. It's interesting. He's only been linked to Kendall.
No, he had that one girl, and now she's
right, exactly.
27. I can't remember.
That girl.
Blogger or something, but I just read it this morning, but I don't remember her name. But anyways, no, we don't seem linked to a whole lot of people, but I think he likes that. I think he likes
the anonymity.
Yeah, and yeah. I also think that he secretly dates. I mean, he was with Taylor Swift. That's the only other one that we know of, but that was a long time ago.
Oh, yeah, but that was like when they were both, like, they both saw each other
little
Jingle
kids.
Ball, and we're like, oh.
And that's why Kendall and Taylor hate each other.
But so he's had, you know, Kendall was really public. Taylor was extremely public, probably more than he ever wanted it to be because that was such a short relationship, and it became like this huge obsession by everybody. And so I think he's very private, but I think Justin's correct in that there is this, like, I think we'll end up together one day. It's just now's not the right time. But I think Kendall would do it.
Yeah.
I think Kendall's like,
she
right
loves
there.
Him. I think
also,
she really loves him.
Reality TV kind of ruins your love life.
Yeah, it's true.
I think a lot of times people see how open your family are and they look at it and they don't want to be a part of the narrative because they're scared that no matter if she says it or anyone else says it, someone's going to bring up Harry in an episode, you know what I mean? If things go awry.
And
Harry
He's not about that life.
I bet you Chloe and Courtney and Kim have all missed out on big loves because of the show.
You're probably right. I'm rooting for these two.
Me too. They have good chemistry. I really love them together.
Want it sooner than later.
Yeah.
But I think they will end up together. Okay, Red Table Talk just dropped a bombshell. They released the results of Jordan Wood's polygraph test. So after the scandal broke, Jordan went on the show and admitted that she kissed Tristan Thompson, but she swore that she did not have sex with him and offered to take a lie detector test. Well, she did. Watch.
So I asked you straight up.
Okay.
Did you sleep with Tristan?
Never.
Got it.
Never a thought, never a consideration, never happened, and never will I.
Are you now in the state of California?
Yes.
Are you currently sitting down?
Yes.
Did you have sexual intercourse with Tristan Thompson?
No.
You definitely passed, and I believe you're being truthful on the test.
Interesting. So Jada and Gammy went on to say that they're proud of Jordan and they hope the whole truth comes out. Mm-hmm. Clearly that was shot the same day. I'm not exactly sure why Red Table Talk held it for this long, but they did kind of like this recap of the year episode and they threw it out today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then, are you falling asleep?
If I never have to talk about this again in 2020, like, let's make a pact. Yeah. Unless she's growing a baby out of her face.
Yeah.
Or her neck. Like, I never want to talk about this whole situation ever again.
It's true.
I am done. If I never have to hear Havana, if I never have to hear about Scooter Braun and Taylor Swift fighting in 2020, I will walk off this show.
2020 needs to be a good year. I'm ready for it.
Me too. Well, Khloé did. A lot of people think that Khloé was upset and put out these cryptic messages like she does in her Instagram stories. She posted one that said, liars are always ready to take oaths.
Oof.
And another urging people to stop being so effing forgiving.
Okay, hold on.
So confused.
And let me go and look. And I love you, Khloé. I love you. You are one of my favorite sisters. I love your authenticity. I love how open you are. But sis, on Monday you told us that we have to forgive everybody, mm-hmm. that you were in a good place and we letting that energy go. And then all of a sudden today, like, I need to know what we're doing.
Yes,
we need to follow your lead, right? Like, what, I mean, I also just think she's probably feels the exact same way we do. She's like, I'm so sick of the situation. Like, we've squashed this, I've forgiven everybody, and then the tape comes out about the lie detector. And then she's probably like, we don't know the behind the scenes. I don't know. It's just like, I feel like I would take a lie detector test, and even if something was completely truthful, I feel like I could fail it.
But are you confused? Are you confused? Yeah, are we forgiving?
Yes.
But then she said, stop forgiving. Yeah.
But also, then again, we also have to look at it on the flip side. Khloé posts those quotes every single day, all day long. They don't necessarily pertain to anything.
Stop being so effing forgiving.
Her style.
She literally just went on a whole, like he said, this last episode was all about.
It's a little hard to.
You've also said, especially on Monday's show, Tuesday's show, you've said there's no coincidence on why Jordan Woods posted X, Y, and Z.
Yeah.
Also, when Hailey Baldwin were posting things. You know, you have to be
cognizant of the fact that people, even if you're not, what I've said is, even if you're not, it's not about that situation. If you are in a position that you are that famous and people are that in tune to your life, you need to realize that even if you post something that has nothing to do with it, it's going to be perceived as though it is. So yes, in this example, those memes, or what are they?
Yeah.
Quotes.
But can you imagine?
Quotes. Yeah, it is difficult to deal with, but I'm sure she's just probably like, now today, maybe she hates her guts again. I don't know.
For instance, Ariana Grande sent you that perfume.
Yes. Thank you for that, by the way.
You're not going to post the thank you next because you know that people would think that you were talking about your ex. Or would you be surprised if people did that?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you didn't post it because you didn't like the bottle.
No, I like the bottle. I did. I posted it, but like I said, thank you, Ariana Grande. So it was like a shout out to the perfume. But if I just posted, you're right. So if I just posted a photo of the thank you next picture, I wouldn't do that because people would be like, oh, she's throwing shade, Brandon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like, no, that's not what I meant.
Yeah, that's not what I meant. You guys, I don't know. This world is weird.
It's a lot.
It's a weird world.
But I don't know. It's hard to keep up. In 2020?
But I will say,
I'm happy to do that. The reason why we're talking about it, because this was the number one thing trending. People wanted to see this lie detector test. Even though, like we said, it was shot a long time ago, and it finally came out, and there was just that one question whether or not they had sex. I mean, even if they didn't have sex, it was still shady of her to kiss him.
And I also didn't need to know the lie detector. I knew by her interview she didn't sleep with him.
Yeah.
I knew that the night she was drinking, he was flirty, she was flirty, she got carried away, and she effed up.
It was still enough
it
to
was wrong.
Mess up a friendship
100%
and to break up a relationship.
Friendships.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I also, I'm with Justin. I'm so overhearing about Jordan Woods and this whole story.
Never talking about it again.
It's, we're done with it here. Like,
never doing it.
We're glad they didn't sleep together. We're glad everybody has found their place. And, like, that's it.
We're over.
Done. We've broken up with this story.
Coming up, you guys, Lizzo has been named Time's Entertainer of the Year. But will 2020 be even bigger for her? We'll discuss after the break. Just wait till we do our recap show, guys.
No!
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, The new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than Luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
When was Lizzo is Time's Entertainer of the Year. Juice is the song that really put her on the map. It was released only 4 days into 2019. So were you surprised she got this title so fast?
No. I think she's amazing. I think she's really broken out. I think people really resonate with her. They love her vibe. They love, like, her whole, you know, situation. And I think that, like, people want to celebrate Lizzo. Who doesn't like Lizzo?
I know.
Yeah.
Like, I haven't met somebody who's like, I don't like Lizzo.
Yeah.
Some people were, we'll get into the whole Lakers game.
Right, but her thing. As a person.
But yeah, she does have haters out there. But I do think in the music world, it's undeniable the talent that she has.
Absolutely.
And her music is unbelievable.
Those songs are breakout.
Sparks on the radio. As soon as you hear it, you're like, who is that?
Yeah.
Like, she's like one of those new artists. A lot of times, sometimes I hear a new artist's song and it takes me a while to actually learn their name. I'm like, oh, that's a catchy song. Lizzo was like immediately like, no, seriously, who is that? I need to know her name.
Yeah.
She
burst onto the scene.
I think she did deserve the title for this year, and I feel like a lot of times what happens with these new artists that come on the scene and they make such a big splash is that they have a lot of time to make that first album. They have a lot of time to put their heart and their soul in it, and as a consumer, we can feel that. Then what happens is you get a title like this, and then your label's like, give us another one, give us another one, give us another one. I hope for her sake that she is not rushed to put something out. I hope that she can be like Adele and put something out at 21, and then at 23, and then give me 27, and then give me 32. Really take your time and enjoy being the entertainer of 2019. Ride that wave and then come back and give me something in 2021.
But Lizzo also burst on the scene and everybody was like, oh my God, she's everywhere. But that music and that album had been out a lot longer than we were listening to. Right. So I feel like she's probably ready to get new music out there as well, because she made that 3 years ago at this point. Like, she probably is like, all right, because I her music is amazing. I listen to all of her album. I listen to all of the songs, but I'm ready for more.
No. If we're still clapping to Camila Cabello singing Havana
at
every award Lizzo can ride this album for another year.
She can ride it, but I'm sure for Lizzo, from her own artistic perspective, she wants to maybe branch out and create some new stuff.
Yeah.
Have you seen the Tiny Desk series with Lizzo?
Yes.
You have to watch it if you haven't seen it. It is unbelievable. It is so good.
Oh, I'm happy for her. Congratulations, Lizzo. We also want to give a shout out to Time's Person of the Year, Greta Thunberg. You guys all know who she is. She's the Swedish teen who's been speaking out about climate change and making some major changes in it. Definitely impacting the world.
God, I wish I was doing some things like this at the teens.
I mean, look at that cover.
Like, man, that makes you feel lazy.
All I was doing was trying to get a later curfew and trying to figure out how to turn two pennies into a dollar. Like, what is this girl? Where does she go from here? Like, only greatness.
I'm like, parents, what did you do? Give me all the tips. How do I do that? But back to Lizzo. We kind of talked about this a little bit. She's still making headlines over her appearance at a Lakers game. So when her song came on, she stood up, she Lizzo'd, she twerked, and she had a thong on. Some people do not think that she should have worn such a revealing outfit courtside, but Lizzo is firing back. She says on Insta, your criticism has no effect on me, and says a video of Rihanna twerking in a see-through gown was her inspiration.
Mm. Yeah, you know what? But Rihanna was also twerking in a hotel room with her team after doing a carpet.
Yeah.
I think
It was Diamond Ball. That look.
And I think for Lizzo, I get the expression. I get wanting to be you and live fully. But as a future parent, if I was at a Lakers game and I brought my kids there, I wouldn't want Lil' Kim to walk out with her titty out with a pasty on. I wouldn't want Madonna to walk out there with...
It's nobody's trying. I mean, we all love Lizzo. We support her. I just don't think... I think the saying is that there's a time and a place, right? And you should be able to be who you are wherever you are. I agree with that, but there's a fine line. So if you're going to be in a thong, you feel comfortable, you should be able to wear that no matter what you look like, no matter what size you are. And I know that a lot of people are basically saying, well, you only have a problem with Lizzo wearing a thong with a cutout of her butt because she's a plus-size woman. And that's not the problem, at least not for me. I don't care if she was 700 pounds or if she was orange with spots. I don't care what she looks like. It's just more about the environment that she was in. And I feel like it's an environment where there's all ages. Parents bring their kids there. People spend a lot of money to get those tickets. And you don't want to be in a position as a parent where you're going to a sporting event and you feel uncomfortable and you have to like not want your child to see that. And that's also okay too. And I feel like Lizzo, being as smart as she is, can also recognize that.
So here's where I'm going to disagree with you. Here's the thing with Chase, or being a parent now. That, you know, people are going to dress provocative whether you're walking down the street, whether you're at the mall, whether you turn on the TV, whether you open your Instagram and the wrong photo comes up. Like, you're never going to be able to shield your children from seeing people's asses. It's just going to happen.
And that's,
and so, to me, Lizzo is a superstar. She's a celebrity. She is a music icon right now. She just got this Time Award. Her song came on in the Lakers game. She is having fun. She's dancing. If I don't want my son to see a woman dancing in her thong, then I'll be like, Chase, where's my popcorn? Go, you know, whatever. I'll distract him like you have to do in everyday real life situations all the time. So I feel like you don't necessarily have to filter yourself to be good examples around my children. And maybe I have a not popular opinion here, but I feel like that kind of stuff's going to happen all the time.
No, and I understand that.
I'm like, yeah, you know, that's Lizzo being Lizzo. That doesn't necessarily mean I'm going to be like, hey, I want my daughter to do that. But that means... But I can't stop my daughter from ever seeing that.
I'm also not saying, I can understand how people would be upset if in that environment, that's not where they would expect to maybe see something like that. I don't think that you can shield your children from things. Obviously, life is life. People are going to be able to wear whatever they want. And I think Lizzo should be able to wear whatever she wants. But she can also understand on the flip side, if people are uncomfortable about that, that's also warranted as well.
Let me ask you a question, because I literally just went through this with a friend of mine from Louisiana, where she was walking with her son and her daughter. They're under the age of, they're like 7 and 5. And she was in the grocery store and she saw two men affectionately kissing one another in the grocery store. And she was like, that was so rude and inappropriate because now I have to have a conversation with my kids that I wasn't ready to have.
That's life, girl. She just needs to get over it.
She
needs to get over it. She's going to have that conversation with her children at some point. Maybe it didn't happen as delicately as you wanted it to, but you know what? That's life.
Yeah.
But does she have the right to be upset that she's taking her kids to an appropriate place?
She can be mad. She can be annoyed that she didn't have complete control over the situation of when she got to have that conversation. She can be internally upset about that, but to take it out on someone else who's just trying to live their life and show their love to their partner... No,
and also we live in Los Angeles. Like, what does she expect to happen?
This is Louisiana.
Oh,
yeah. But either way, we live in 2019. Right. What does she expect to happen?
Yeah. No, I get it. I get what you're saying as well. I do think you're not going to. I'm not saying you can shield your children from everything, but I do think in that particular, like we started off the conversation with like Rihanna was twerking in her hotel room. I think for her, it just became a different topic because I think Lizzo's take was like, I'm going to do whatever I want whenever I want, and everybody wants her to be able to do that, but I also think you can understand if there's going to be backlash for something like that, of course there's going to be.
I'm wearing chaps.
If I was sitting behind Lizzo at this Laker game, I would be cheering her on.
Yeah, there's going to be backlash no matter what you do. I mean, that's a part of being a celebrity, you know, but I think Lizzo's cool for not changing who she is because of that.
Great, I'm going to wear assless chaps to work on Friday.
That's great.
That's the other thing. Like, is that okay?
Well, now it is.
But that's what I'm saying. Well, Justin's a celebrity. He gets to be himself.
But work is different because a lot of times they have the appropriate dress guidelines. I don't know. This isn't work. This was at a Lakers game.
I'm wearing the chaps.
Wear the chaps. Talk to Jen about that. Up next, Charlize, Nicole, Margo. We're checking out all the A-list action at the Bombshell premiere. Stick around.
Give me some scissors. Send these pants
right now. Got it.
Best performance by an actress in a motion picture drama. Charlize Theron, Bombshell.
I didn't call anybody for a while because that early hour is when I usually get two small children ready for school, and we overslept. And so it was a mixture of like, oh my God, I got nominated, and get ready, we're gonna miss this bus!
My husband told me, and I'm trying to think the first person I didn't call anyone. I was working yesterday and today, I'm not sure. A couple of people surprised me, though, with, like, flowers and champagne and balloons. My cousin and my brother put all these gold balloons in my room, which is so sweet. Yeah, yeah. The dogs are eating them right now, like, literally as we speak, destroying them.
We were sitting on the set of Big Little Lies, and I said to her, I've just been offered to do Gretchen Carlson in a film with Jay Roach directing and Charlize playing Megyn Kelly. She went, do it. Yes, do it. So...
Here you are.
When Meryl says do it, you do it.
True that. When Meryl says do it, you do it. We were with Nicole, Margot, and Charlize at last night's premiere of Bombshell, and the ladies have so much more to celebrate. A short time ago, the movie received SAG Awards nominations, one for Outstanding Cast and individual noms for both, for all three of them, Nicole, Margot, and Charlize. Congratulations, ladies. Charlize said that she and Nicole have been trying to work together for a long time. And these two, Nicole's like, I love you.
By the way, I just want to point something out here. The whole time, this whole past 10 years that Nicole's been walking red carpets, we're always like, oh my God, look how much she loves her husband, Keith Urban, because she always looks at him like that. No, Nicole just knows her angle.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, this whole time, we thought that Nicole and Keith were couples goals.
Dude, no, they are couples goals.
They really
They're
are.
Insanely cute. Every time I interview them, they drop another little love nugget of things they do. He, like, you know, he writes her notes on Post-it notes and then just, like, leaves them in the house for her to find and has been doing that since, like, the beginning of their relationship. Is that not the cutest thing
ever? That is very sweet.
Need some Post-it notes, man.
Yeah.
So much star power with these three. Let's look at the fashion.
Yes.
Okay, Charlize wore Christian Dior, and she looked so good.
She looked amazing. I love the hair, blonde and short now. You know, she's been rocking the short for a little bit, but more with the bangs, and it was darker. I love it that it's just, like, coiffed and just so chic. I love it.
Was it wild? By the whole look itself. From the waist up, it's unbelievable. Her legs are phenomenal. I'm not sure what the fringe was at the bottom, but it wasn't giving me a concise look.
Well, think about all of her looks she's done lately. She's been edgier. Like, she really, I don't know if she has a new stylist or she's just telling her stylist, I want to edge it up, but every time she goes to a carpet, she goes for something that's so unexpected and just a little bit different than usual. So I like it and I appreciate her, you know, edging it up.
I like it. Mixes it up, yeah.
It's so funny because she's normally more of the masculine energy in the group. And this time, Nicole Kidman kind of flipped it on its head and came with that androgynous look. So
yes.
I think it's very interesting. And I wonder what's gotten into Nicole because this is beautiful.
I love it.
Yeah, and Margot
gorgeous.
Just was like her typical romantic, beautiful,
yep.
gorgeous self.
Youthful self.
All right, still ahead. Can you guess who had the most viewed music video on YouTube in the past decade? We have the exclusive reveal of the top 10 next.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
The end of this decade is just a few weeks ago. So YouTube is exclusively revealing to us the most viewed music videos of the last 10 years. Mm. So at the top of the list, Despacito, Shape of You, See You Again. Which one stands out to you the most? See, the one that I love the most, the one that I was going to and watching all year long, and I still do sometimes when I just want to be in a good mood, is Uptown Funk.
Agreed.
It's just like a happy
song. It's a classic. We're going to be listening to that when we have grandkids. It's going to be one of those that are playing. It's going to be the new, like, whatever, that song that comes on at the bar mitzvah that you're like, oh my God.
Yes,
like, it's that song.
I got a feeling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It brings you back.
That's my first dance
but
at my
even
wedding.
Older.
What about you? Is there any other songs on the list that you liked?
You know, I really liked Sorry.
Yeah, me too. Ugh.
They didn't make the music videos like they used to, though, back in the day. Like when Missy Elliott was around Busta Rhymes and people cared. I miss those days. But for me, Sorry was the closest.
Sorry was good. And I actually liked Sorry's music video. I actually just like saw the clip for a second and it made me like the song played in my head for a minute. And I like, it's a great song.
It is a great song. I mean, all the songs on the list are good. Gangnam Style, not gonna
miss
that one.
You know, we're not getting
But
that,
it was
okay.
It was the funny
It was
trend.
A hot topic yeah. for a second.
I get it. Okay, well, Justin, we know that you love Googling it.
Yeah.
Tell us always to Google it.
Love it.
Well, Google is sharing their top trending searches of 2019, and some of them are different than what you might have predicted. So talk about top trending weddings that were searched. Miranda Lambert's surprise nuptials was the top of the weddings list.
Mm-hmm.
Did that one surprise you?
I was shocked. And every time I see the picture of her husband, I think he looks like Jared Kushner for a second, right?
I think it wasn't that shocking because we didn't know him. They just all of a sudden were together and she was dating some hot policeman that we didn't know much about and we wanted to see the photo. I mean, it was just...
For me, that wedding was surprising but came and went really quickly. So I'm shocked that that many people looked it up. But who knows?
I mean, Miranda Lambert.
We love Miranda Lambert.
It's because we always love a scandal. You know what I mean? Like, Miranda Lambert didn't marry like her old flame or like someone that we knew. Miranda Lambert met a guy who was supposedly in a relationship and then all of a sudden got married. But if you look at all the top things in the categories, it's all scandals. The top person, Antonio Brown. The top actor, Jussie Smollett. The top musician, R. Kelly.
Yeah.
It's because we're so fascinated with scandal that
and drama and things
drama.
That make your life feel better, right?
100%.
Because you're like, oh, things aren't that bad. Because look at what this person's going to. It's just a lot of projection.
We're just nosy bitches.
Yeah, we are nosy bitches.
That's why I watch Mari Povich.
Yeah. Well, this one's always nice for babies. Baby Yoda won. He beat out Baby Shark, Baby Archie, Song, Culture.
That Baby Yoda is the cutest
thing Baby
ever.
Yoda is very cute, but Baby Shark, man, people turn their back quick, huh? Baby Shark was everywhere.
Cutthroat.
Look at that. Shark. Baby Yoda comes and everyone's like, forget you, Baby Shark.
And Baby Yoda just got here, like last week.
Last week. Such a cutie, though.
It's so cute. No surprise, Lori Loughlin, Felicity Huffman were the top actor, or in top actors, top five, sorry, excuse me. Jussie Smollett, Kevin Hart were the top two. Keanu Reeves took fifth. Why do you think Keanu Reeves took fifth?
He had a comeback this year. He did the GQ spread and the Saint Laurent ads or whatever. He was so
hot. And then he
had
the new girlfriend.
And then he has the girlfriend that he just showed, but we don't know if they're together. Are they together? He's
pretty
good.
Sure
he's doing it. He's hot.
And the Matrix is coming back.
I think we just missed him. And we were like, oh my God, Keanu Reeves news.
Where have you been? You're so cool.
I love when Sharon Stone and Keanu Reeves dated?
They did?
Oh, was that Inside? Oh, that's Inside Tea, sorry.
I don't think they dated.
They dated.
Who?
Sharon Stone
Keanu Reeves. There's no one more important to me than Sharon Stone. That woman is
This fabulous. Is back in the cut, and it was bomb.
Oh, I don't remember that.
Like the Old People magazine photos. I'm all about old people now. I need to get some of those framed.
And the head of the people on the red carpet category was Billy Porter.
I'm not surprised. I think everybody was so amused and so fascinated and so blown away by every moment he had on the red carpet that when you knew he showed up somewhere, all you wanted to do was see the look from every angle.
Yeah. Well, he made the most of every opportunity he had this year. Like he literally went above and beyond every single event.
Billy Porter has been in this business for a very long time. He is a Tony Award-winning actor, and people don't realize that he is finally getting his due. So this man has been working to get to this point where he can be Scarlett O'Hara on a red carpet. This is his moment. This was his year.
The looks are really incredible. That look at the Oscars, I mean, the way the camera just panned away from that, like, I would wear that exact look. I wouldn't change a thing about it.
That.
It was, God, a winter wedding? Freaking out.
Okay, we're going to read your thoughts on her story so far on Kendall ranking her siblings' parenting.
The reindeer come out. Sorry, Carissa.
Remember that Courtney stayed with Kendall during the fires and Kendall remarked at how undisciplined Courtney's children were? Oh, shade. Okay, and on Harry and Kendall, Jay says Harry is the modern Frank Sinatra type bachelor.
I get that.
And on Lizzo, William says, what about all the cheerleaders? Lizzo has the right to wear what she wants if the cheerleaders have the right to wear what they wear while dancing during games.
I see both sides of it.
All right, coming up, Camila Cabello shares how she and Shawn Mendes handle uncomfortable situations. What do you do when you feel like something is off between you and someone? We'll discuss.
We're going to discuss that next.
He has a very, kind of pure, free energy. Like, he'll say to me sometimes, oh, I had to talk to this person because it made my heart hurt. And he's very, I feel like he feels this need to kind of, lift the weight of whatever is hurting him in order for him to be free. And I think that, you know, when his heart is hurting, he really feels it. And then
actively searches to
heal.
Yeah,
and then he does what he needs to do in order to feel better.
Camila Cabello shares how her boyfriend, Shawn Mendes, deals with uncomfortable situations. She was on Apple Beats One Music Daily with Zayn. What do you all do when you feel like something is off between you and someone? Do you bring it up or do you bury it?
I bury it.
It depends. I don't think you always bury it. I think you bury it into a certain point. If it really bothers you, it bubbles over and you have to deal with it.
No, no, but I bury it not to hide it. I bury it so it can flower into what the real reason is behind the rift. Because if you go ahead and call somebody out right away and you don't know why or what they're going through in their lives, you can catch that person at the wrong time and it can become a bigger thing.
So if somebody does something to slight you or annoy you or make you upset, you don't directly or immediately confront them because you would like to take the observatory angle and just see if they're in a better mood the next day, if it wasn't intentional towards you. You want to kind of observe the situation before you react to
it. Yes, and I also know that my reaction is not the best because I can be confrontational about things and come at things in a very aggressive way. And once that happens, I can't take that back. So I would rather just sit and chill. And I'm more of a, let me not get this receipt out and let me hand you a receipt. What I like to do is, hey, let's go for our year-end audit. This is what you did for the past few times, and I've let it kind of collect.
Oh, my God, that's intimidating.
I would much prefer...
But he does it in... You do it... You're open about it.
I'm
you want to have a conversation.
See, because I don't like it whenever I get in a fight with a friend, and then it's like... Like, all of a sudden, like, you think it's, like, something silly you did to upset them, and you're like, oh, I'm sorry. And they're like, and also, 5 months ago, you did this, and then 6 months ago, you did this, and then 6 weeks ago, you did this.
Well,
and
that's
it's
a
like,
friend that's basically saying they have an issue with your relationship overall, and they have not had the chance to bring it up, but they're now, this one incident has sparked this larger conversation, and then you get to the real problem, which is almost better and less anxiety, because you find yourself caught in that conversation versus, like, feeling like when somebody's like, hey, can we talk? And you're like,
what frustrates me about that is, like, if you would have just came to me at that first thing, you know, I bet the last four things wouldn't have happened because I would have then been more conscious of knowing that that offended you and that bothered you. I had no idea that I'd been pissing you off for 6 months.
Yeah, but how many times have I told you? Because our conversation styles are much different. And I've always said, sometimes in the moment, it's not the right time to bring it up. You got to give it a day and be like, hey, I've noticed this. Can we change this about this next time? And people are more open to hearing your criticisms at that moment and not right then and there.
I also think people are busy. It's circumstantial. Not everybody has the time to confront people because you know that that's going to take a chunk of your day out. Like, that's a real thing as working people and as we've gotten older. Like, when you're in junior in high school, you have all the time to talk to your friends about everything that's wrong because you have nothing to do but go to homeroom or whatever.
Totally.
Like, now it's like, okay, this bothered me. How is it manageable? Can I just not deal with it right now? I think the way I deal with things, if things bother me, I talk to a lot of different people about it. And if people take that as though, oh, she's talking about behind my back, that's not about you. It's about me. That's how I process. I'm trying to self-analyze with the help of other people on how my wrongdoing in this situation before I approach you with it.
Yeah, but your process is sometimes faulty because what you'll do is you'll process so much that you'll start taking little minute details and making them bigger.
Sorry about my pants.
And it's like, yes, you're squeaking right here. So sometimes I'm just like, just go talk to that person. Nip it in the bud because now you're saying, and then... The look in his eye when he did this is now...
I do tend to become obsessive compulsive about things, but I also really just like to... It's about myself in the way that, like, if somebody can reflect or expose something about me that maybe I didn't think of, it'll change maybe my feeling about that other person. So I like to almost deal with it on my own as much as possible before I bring it. If you call me a effing bitch to my face, I'll come at you that second.
I just think it depends, too, on the relationship with the person. Like, I'm talking about, like, with my best friend or with my husband, we work better at just being, like, you annoyed me yesterday than just being like, you pissed me off for the last five, you know?
So you're talking about those are your most intimate relationships. Those are not changing despite an argument. I guess I'm taking it from a place of with people that I'm not that close to. Yeah. That's how I deal with the situation.
Gotcha.
If a good friend of mine, like when I first broke up with my husband, she was not there for me the way I felt like she needed to be. So I then kind of ignored her for a few days and then I had a conversation with her and I was like, I don't feel like you've stepped up. My life circumstances have changed. I'm not with this person every single night. I need you to kind of step in and be my friend and have dinner with me and make more time with me. Yeah. And since that, in the 6 months, we've had a great relationship.
You took a few days.
See, because like you can be, so it's situational. It depends on who it is, how close you are, because like you said, those close people, you can be upfront with and they get it.
Yeah.
All right, guys, up next, it's our exclusive look at Steph Curry's big surprise, plus his inspiring message about unplugging and being present. Is that something we can do? That's after the break.
Damn, y'all really got into it today.
So Steph Curry is encouraging us all to unplug. So we're going to give you an exclusive sneak peek at his visit to the East Oakland Youth Center. He's all about the Psalms life mode and is really pushing people to put their phones away and be present. Take a look.
Who's ready for a movie? What's up? Oh, my God. Thank you all for coming. This is a pretty cool experience. Obviously, I'm here on behalf of Palm. And then we see Life Mode back here to kind of give you guys an idea of what that means for me. We have a rule that we have a basket out, either right when you walk in, somebody knows, you put your phones down in so that you can be in the moment. I appreciate you doing that to get in. Experiences like these are truly amazing, where you get to connect with the next generation and hopefully give them experiences that'll shape their perspective, their future in a great way. Being able to just be in a moment, enjoy the experience that's going on right now and who you're experiencing it with. You're not distracted, you're enjoying what's going on and you're having fun. And those moments are just so valuable.
That was the Palms Life Mode. Do you guys know how to disconnect from your phone?
I love to do it.
We've talked about this before.
We've talked about this quite a bit. I feel like we all have our method. Like, obviously I have a massive phone problem, but I also don't really have a computer. I mean, I have a computer, but I usually use my phone for all of my emailing, all of my different things, so I'm on my phone quite a lot. If my phone is dead, I'm okay with it. I will leave my phone at home for dinner, things like that. Recently, I've been obviously home alone watching television, and I have decided to put my phone in the other room. As of just a few weeks ago, I've been watching The Crown, and Mrs. Maisel just started. And I realized, like, oh, I was like, I watched last season, but then I'm like, people would be like, oh, remember? And I'd be like, no, because I was on my phone looking up, looking down. I wasn't paying attention to what I was really seeing. Now I know everything that has actually happened in the show. I know where we are in both seasons.
It's different, right?
So it is a different experience. So I do feel like even if you're like, you can't half pay attention to things, or at least I can't, so that's how I'm starting to disconnect with it.
My phone dims at 8:30, about 8:45, to let me know that it's time to, like, move it to the bathroom.
You can do that?
Yes.
You set a timer to do that?
You set a timer to do it. So what I do
is... Mine's at 8.
Yeah. When mine dims at 8:30, I put it in the bathroom because I sleep in the room and I have my phone in another room, so I have to get up and answer it at 5:30 in the morning.
Wow, that's brilliant. But in the middle of the night, do you wake up and, like, want to look at it?
No, I got myself out of that whole situation. Because, by the way, if you need to get in touch with me in the middle of the night, 9 times out of 10, there's nothing I can do for you at this point. Someone died at 4 o'clock in the morning. There's nothing I can do at this point.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like, yeah, that's...
I figured out at 5:30.
That's some managed anxiety. If I've ever seen, when you are well-adjusted, I'm like, what's that noise?
That's the best thing you can do for sleep, too. Because they all say that keeps your brain active by looking at the screens. And it's like the worst thing you can do for sleep is being on the phone. We've talked about this. I'm pretty good about putting away my phone. However, it's like lately I don't feel like I have been. I think because of Christmas shopping and checking on deliveries and just there's been a lot going on before traveling and a lot of stuff going on. But it is a constant reminder. I feel like Chase is now getting to that age where he picks up whenever he sees me on the phone and he'll be like, hello. And I, like, you know, something. And then it makes me feel really guilty. And I'm like, okay, sorry. I just really needed to get this Amazon order in because otherwise I won't be here in time and I'm sorry. You know, but it's like I start to feel guilty about it, but it happens, you know? You go through spurts.
Oh, baby, the baby wasn't needing you. He wanted the phone. He wasn't worried about you looking at the phone. He just wanted the cartoon.
Yeah, you're probably right. Yeah.
He's like, do you manage his time playing with phone or does he not really play with the phone yet? Is that a little too early?
No, we have it on us at all times. It's unavoidable that he has an interest in it. So it started very young. Like, right. He was like, what's that? And then, of course, he got exposed to Baby Shark and Coco Melon on YouTube.
Oh, I love like Coco Melon.
And he's now always like, Coco. And I'm like, no Coco right now. But yes, it's a
no Coco. What is Coco?
And when that second Coco baby comes, he'll be like, here, Coco, take Coco.
Take Coco. I mean, he watches. Don't get me wrong. I'm not done, but I try to limit it. All right, look out for the full video of Steph's social pages at 11 a.m. today. Okay, don't go anywhere. More Daily Pop just ahead.
I am starving.
I'm starving.
Wrapping up with some final thoughts from social about Jordan Woods. Nicolette does not think this test means anything. She says the questions were completely irrelevant and vague. Well, the first ones were just to show that she's telling the truth. Mm-hmm. And then the big one is, did she have sex with him?
Yeah, that wasn't vague.
Pretty relevant.
That was pretty straightforward or whatever.
Sheree says, if you know a lie detector test is coming, you can train in order to pass it.
I do feel like if I were to be hooked up to a machine and they were asking me questions, if they were like, your hair's blonde, I feel like I could be like, like psych myself out and be really nervous and be like, no. Like, and lie. I feel like I could fail a lie detector test even if I was telling the truth.
Yeah, but no one ever thought that she had slept with him. That's the thing.
But it's so, like, some people do. Not everyone is as clear-headed and rational as we are.
Yeah. And Danielle says, I cannot be on my phone all day with no problem.
Great.
I only like being on my phone at night.
Wow, good.
By the way, if anyone calls me on Sunday, I do not answer because Law and Order SVU is always running a marathon.
All right, that's our show for today. Tomorrow, WWE superstar Daria Bernardo is going to be here, and we're going to be talking Total Divas, and she's going to show us some workout moves.
Yes! Bye. Oh, my God. You girls, work out.
No.
Thanks for listening to the podcast edition of Daily Pop. Remember, we've got a new episode every day. Make sure to subscribe and have a great rest of your day.